The Hawaii Employee Retirement System, ERS, started 2017 with a total pension liability of $27.4 billion, more than $13 billion short. The ERS Board of Directors also lowered its assumed investment return rate and compensated for increased life expectancy, which added nearly $4 billion in unfunded liabilities, the amount required to pay for projected retirements. But the board restructured its investment portfolio, and ERS investment consultant Neil Rue says that strategy paid off.
You were at $16.3 billion as of the end of the third quarter. As of the end of October, you were at $16.7 billion, so you added on another $350 to $400 million in 1 month. And then the latest report is $17.1 billion. Just an amazing amount of capital appreciation in a very recent period. So you're a $17 billion fund.
That's a $3 billion plus up for the ERS account since last year. Chief Investment Officer Vijoy Chatterjee says the board also shifted 10% of the investment portfolio to a crisis risk offset class, assets that don't fall as fast and enable investors to manage losses long term.
If you find yourself in a major crisis, that's 10%, 20%, even 30% drawdown, once that initial impact is felt in the U.S. Treasury market, then these trend followers adjust their models and then take advantage of the trending assets and are able to make money even in a downward moving market.
The ERS has policies in place to implement crisis risk offset. The state legislature also implemented a graduated increase for employer contributions to the ERS over the next 4 years. State Director of Budget and Finance, Wes Machida, says that will lower the unfunded liabilities by billions of dollars in the future, with member longevity being the key.
People are living longer in the membership. In fact, there's a number of groups that have been living longer than others. To be more specific, teachers and professors in particular have been shown to live the longest out of any employee group. In fact, at last check, it was a median age of 91 for the female teachers and professors.
Machida says the administration is committed to funding ERS up front to lower costs in the long term. ERS Executive Director Thomas Williams, meanwhile, would like to hire more professional investment officers to increase returns.
We've got 6 professionals and 1 support staff on our investment team. We've done some studies that would suggest we should add 2, 3, even 4 more investment professionals, and this compares our staff to that of peer organizations, public pension funds with asset sizes comparable to ours in the $15, $16 billion range.
The ERS serves 135,000 members in the state and county, which represents nearly 10% of the population. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.